This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, talking drought and livestock this week again. What if the unpleasant option of reducing your herd becomes evident? Give us some advice.
Always a tough decision, of course, but if that is the case, focusing on females in the herd that are reproductively successful and reproductively efficient. So not only that they are able to become pregnant, but really focusing on when those females become pregnant during a breeding season can really shed some light on their lifetime productivity, really set a foundation for the herd that you'll be able to build off of those females.
All right, good advice. And hey, we'll have more on tough cattle decisions when we come back.
Memorial Day in Minot means one thing. Hot Tots Home Opener Baseball. May 25th at 6:35 p.m. Celebrate summer the right way with the Minot Hot Tots. Party patio tickets are the only seats still available. And for just $30, you'll score all-you-can-eat ballpark food and a free exclusive opening day t-shirt while supplies last. Just use promo code T-shirt at checkout. But don't wait. Once the party patio fills up, that's it. May 25th, 6:35 p.m. Corbett Field. The Minot Hot Tots Home Opener. Get your tickets now before they're gone.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch Turnout Bull Sale. We will be selling 60 registered yearling and two-year-old bulls, along with 100 open replacement heifers. Sale will be Monday, June 1st at 1 o'clock. Note the new sale location at the Bruner Angus Feed Yard, northeast of Drake. For more information, go to BrunerAngusRanch.com or call 626-2070 or 721-4754. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee.
Talking drought and cattle again in this report this week. And Lacey, keeping cows with longevity in mind is key when making these tough decisions, right?
Keeping a replacement is costly because she has development costs that she will have to recoup as a mature cow. And so keeping females that have a greater chance at staying in the herd for a long time is really key. And so focusing on females that get pregnant early in your breeding season is going to be a great step forward into achieving that goal. When we think about the longevity piece of this and reproductive success, keeping females that are able to get pregnant early and calve early in those respective seasons is key, especially for heifers. If they're able to become pregnant early in their first breeding season, those heifers have been shown to be productive members of the herd for longer than heifers that get pregnant later in their first breeding season.
All right, solid advice. Thanks for that, Lacey. That brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, opening series May 25th and 26th, by the Bruner Angus Bull Sale, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.